I'm John Golub from Kansas City. I'm mostly retired, but also teach a course on financial markets at the University of Missouri in Kansas City. I always tell my students that I learn much more about investing at Berkshire Hathaway meetings than I ever did from my professors at the Wharton School. I have a general question about investment banks. Now, given your connection with Solomon, I'm always surprised that sort of the attitude you represent to this industry. Somehow I get the idea that you view them as just their main social value is charging very high fees for unnecessary churning. I'm wondering if you have any perspective on the general influence of investment banks and U.S. finance, that is it rising or falling? I hate to be a Pollyanna, but I might hope that Enron-like debacles would reduce maybe the influence of investment banks, that people wouldn't necessarily trust some of the advice they're giving.
I think Enron is bound to have some favorable fallout in various areas. I mean, it to the extent that it causes people to look more carefully at how various entities behave and that sort of thing. I think Enron was a plus for the American economy. And the truth is, our capital system, you know, despite all kinds of excesses and errors and everything else, you know, one way or another, we've come up in this country with 50-odd percent of the world's market value for 4.5% of the world's population. So, you know, I'm not negative on how the American capitalist system has developed. I do get negative about how certain people behave within that system, but, you know, they would behave badly in any system. So, you know, it's the human condition. But that is, you know, Charlie and I still think we should criticize things that we think are improper, but we don't criticize the whole system in any way, shape, or form. It's been a tremendous economic machine in this country. But I would say that a market system, and I don't have anything better than, in fact, I think a market system is responsible in a material way for the prosperity of this country. So I have no substitute in mind for the market system. I do think it produces extraordinarily inequitable results in terms of some overall view of humanity, and that should be largely corrected by a tax system. I don't think it should be any comparable worth system or anything like that. I just, the idea of the government trying to assign all that strikes me as wild. But the market system lets a fellow like me, you know, make so much money because I know how to allocate capital, you know, compared to a great teacher, nurses, cancer, whatever. I mean, it just showers rewards on somebody that has this particular skill at this particular time. And that's great for me. But in a really prosperous society, there should be some corrective aspects to that, because it really strikes me as inappropriate that the spread of prosperity in a hugely prosperous economy should be decided totally by the quirks of skills that come into play and get rewarded so hugely from the market system. So that's why I believe in a progressive tax system and so on. I would say, in terms of investment banking particularly, I mean, I was standing one time with an investment banker. He was looking out the window and he said, just look, he says, as far as you can see, nobody's producing anything. And I said, yeah, that seems to be a mandate they take pretty seriously too. There is a huge amount of money in a system, you know, with 14 trillion or whatever it may be of market values, and where people are spending other people's money in corporations, and where the more you spend for something, sometimes you gets equated with value as in fairness opinions and all of that sort of thing. It's quite disproportionate to what I really think the ultimate contribution to the country is of various people, but I don't have a better system to substitute for it. I don't want anybody to come away thinking that I think we ought to tinker with that very much. I think your tax system should be the way that you distribute the prosperity in a somewhat better way. When we ask people to go to war, you know, or that sort of thing, we don't take the person that's made the most money and say, well, they benefited the most from society, so we'll send them and put them in the front lines or anything like that. I mean, there's various aspects of being a citizen in this country that I think should make sure the people that don't get the great tickets for that make them prosper in a market side, they still should do pretty darn well, as far as I'm concerned. And really, people like me should, you know, it doesn't make any sense to compensate me the way this world has. And it wouldn't have happened if I'd been born in Bangladesh, or it wouldn't happen if I'd been born 200 years ago. You know, somebody, another one of those genie stories. Imagine, you know, when I was 24 hours before I was born, and there'd been some guy with exactly my DNA right next to me who was also going to be born in 24 hours. And a genie had come to the two of us and said, we're now going to have a bidding contest. And the one that bids the most of their future income gets to be born in the United States, and the one that loses in this is born in Bangladesh. And what percent of your future income will you give to be born in the United States? I'd have gone pretty high in the bidding. You know, I mean, that would have been an interesting test of how important I thought my own abilities were compared to the soil in which I was going to be planted. So I feel I'm lucky, and I am lucky, I mean, obviously. But I think we ought to figure out ways to take care of the people that are less lucky, and I think that investment bankers should consider themselves in the lucky part of society. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with what they do. Raising capital for American business is a fine thing and all that. I just think that they are paid in relation to the talent and that sort of thing they bring to the game. I think they're paid obscenely high, but I think that's true of me, too. Charlie?
Yeah, but I would argue that the general culture of investment banking has deteriorated over the last 30 or 40 years. And I remember we issued a little bond issue way back.
At $6 million.
Diversified retailing, yeah. And we had these very high-grade investment bankers from Omaha and Lincoln. And they cared terribly whether their customers, whom they knew, were going to get their money back.
Yep.
And they fussed over every clause in the indenture, and they talked about whether we were really okay. And so that was a very admirable process that we were put through.
Yeah, we were screened.
We were screened, and intelligently screened. And I may not have been too intelligent to let us through, but it was an intelligent process. And I'd say the culture on Wall Street lately has drifted more and more to anything that can be sold at a profit will be sold at a profit.
Yeah. Can you sell it? That's the question.
Can you sell it is the moral test. That is not an adequate test for investment banking.
And there used to be two classes of investment bankers, too, really. I mean, there were the ones that did the screening and all of that, and then there was a really low-class element that essentially merchandised securities no matter what they were. And there were clear lines, but the lines have disappeared.
Yeah, so it hasn't been good to have this deterioration of standards in high finance. And will it ever swing back? You would certainly hope so.
You can see why we were so popular at Salomon.
But in fairness, we had very effective investment banking service from Salomon.
That is true. That is true. And we, when we sold the B stock, for example, now we set the rules, and they wouldn't have done it that way necessarily, but they did a very good job of doing it the way we asked them to do it. And so we said we don't want people hyped into the stock. We want a very low commission, and we're going to issue as much as the market takes so that nobody gets excited about the aftermarket behavior and buys because they think it's a hot issue. I mean, we set a bunch of rules we thought were rational, and Salomon did a terrific job of following through on that and doing exactly what we asked them to, and it was successful by our standards. So, I would say they did a terrific job in that
case. And they thoroughly enjoyed doing it. People working on the job, they'd never done one like it before.
That's true,
yeah.
We've changed our whole opinion here in a matter of seconds.
Well, but there's a lesson in that. Certain kinds of clients get a higher quality service than other kinds of clients. In fact, there are many clients who should never be accepted at all at investment banking houses, yet they are.
Are you thinking of the fellow at Normandy?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that guy getting in the door? I mean, it blows your mind. He went to jail subsequently. They should have.
He was married to his high school teacher, who was at least two decades older than he was.
Charlie has more opinions on this kind of thing than I do, but go ahead.
There were enough peculiarities in the situation. I wouldn't have thought it so peculiar, except that he was a man and she was a woman.
Okay, number five.